So Tucker Carlson has announced a 10-point plan, almost like a platform, probably for a new political party, or at least they seem to be exploring that. Joe Kent has talked about this, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've interviewed Colonel Douglas McGregor, who has also been sort of hinting about possibly a new third party. And I'll use the term third party because I don't consider any other party beyond Republicans and Democrats to be a viable party. I think the Libertarian Party got taken over by a bunch of woketards for whatever reason. Not sure what happened there. I don't really know all the details. That's just my impression. So the question is, what about a third party to challenge the GOP and the Democrats? So let's start with some basics here. Number one, I think almost all of you listening to this, you will agree that both the Democrats and the Republicans are catastrophically disastrous, totally corrupt political parties. And the Democrats are insane and woke, and they favor communism, and they love Fauci, and they love vaccine mandates, and, you know, Orwellian dystopian futures. The Republicans under Trump have become spineless, corrupt, neocon warmongers, just punishing the American people while bragging about how rich they've become, betraying all their principles, saying they support small government, but actually vastly increasing the size of government, massive money printing, dollar devaluation, driving the American people into poverty through money printing, causing inflation, ongoing wars, two wars now, maybe merging into one large war, et cetera, et cetera. So it is catastrophic. So the idea of a third party, I understand, might be appealing to some people, especially at first glance. And I understand where that's coming from. And if we were to have a third party, I can't think of anyone better than Tucker Carlson to be involved in it. And people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Douglas McGregor and Joe Kent and others, because they are good people. They are high integrity people. But I have some questions. Now, I'm open to the idea of a third party. I'm open to learning more about it, but I don't think that our republic can be saved. I think it's too far gone. That's my assessment. I think we're headed for a dollar collapse. I mean, Trump has already delivered us into a global reputation collapse, a collapse of the credibility of the United States military, for example. Who's scared of the U.S. military? The U.S. military couldn't defeat Yemen, couldn't defeat the Houthis, couldn't even get close to the Strait of Hormuz without our own ships getting bombed, couldn't defeat Iran. Not saying that that was an easy task, but Americans thought that that was going to be easy, and turned out, nope, you don't have a military powerful enough to defeat Iran, much less Russia or China. You know, don't even think about it. So Trump has accelerated the demise of the American empire. And actually, when you think about how evil the American empire has become, with all the genocide support, the assassinations, the bombings, the crippling of other people's economies, the economic sanctions and tariffs, piracy on the high seas, stealing people's oil tankers, bombing their boats and ships, killing civilians, massive corruption, pushing of everything from glyphosate, weed killer, and GMOs, and the transgender mutilation of children, and now mRNA gene-altering flu shots for the elderly, on and on and on. The American empire has become arguably the most evil entity on the planet, as currently operated. It wasn't founded that way, and I still support the founding vision of our founding fathers, but what America has become is disgusting, and it is a threat to humanity. If there's anybody in the world that's the most likely to start using nuclear weapons, it's the United States, the only country in the world that has ever dropped atomic weapons on civilian populations in 1945. So I don't think about Tucker Carlson and MTG and Colonel McGregor and others. I don't really think of them as the third party. I think of them as the reboot team. We need a reboot of the entire system. I mean, think about it. The bureaucracy. Oh my God, I've interviewed Jonathan Emord numerous times. The bureaucracy has to go. The government is so bloated, you know, it's just so massive. You've got the FDA and the CDC and the USDA and the EPA and the FCC and the ATF, blah, 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 on and on and on. All they do is sit around and make their own laws completely without approval from Congress, without anybody being voted into power. They are their own fiefdoms, little kingdoms of regulatory tyranny. Those have got to go. Like, that's number one. And I don't think that they can go until there's a system-wide reboot. I think the empire is going to collapse, and I think it has to collapse in order to reboot and restructure a government of the proper size, which would be less than one-tenth the current size of the current monstrosity that we have operating today. And by the way, we already tried reform from within. Doesn't work. We put RFK Jr. as head of HHS. What happened? Oh, the FDA approves, you know, experimental mRNA flu shots to exterminate elderly people right under the nose of RFK Jr. Clearly, the man is not in control. Why? I mean, I'm not blaming him. He's not in control because the head of the agency doesn't matter anymore. The bureaucracy itself has so much momentum and so much bureaucratic power, and it's run by all these power-hungry tyrants and terrorists at the FDA. They will overrule whoever's running it at the top. So, in fact, I believe that even if you made Tucker Carlson president, you know, even if he were elected as president, that doesn't change all the agencies and the bureaucracy. You cannot reform this system from within, period. Not saying that you shouldn't try, but in my mind, it's already conclusive that it doesn't work. So the only reform is actually collapse and reboot. Or maybe a better way to say that is reboot is the only reform. That means you have to start over. The dollar ends, it collapses, the treasury collapses, the Federal Reserve, you know, the debt market collapses. I mean, basically a total cascading collapse of the U.S. empire as we know it. And then from there, you can decide how to rebuild, what to put in place. Like, number one, you got to get rid of all the money in politics. You have to get rid of Big Pharma's influence over everything. You know, there are so many things that you have to do in order to rebuild a society that's rooted in anything resembling liberty and the original vision of our nation. Another way to say this simply is to say, we're not voting our way out of this. I don't think there's any election that can put anybody in power that can exhaustively reform the current broken, corrupt, criminal cartel system of government that we have today. The entire thing has to fall and then be rebuilt from the ground up at a fraction of the current size and a fraction of the current power. We need an expanded Bill of Rights, not a diminished Bill of Rights. We need much smaller government and much more power reserved for the states. So states' rights, 10th Amendment, needs to be reinforced. We also clearly need rights to medical freedom to be enumerated in an expanded Bill of Rights. And I've said before, I vote for replacing the 3rd Amendment, which is about quartering soldiers in your homes, with a new medical freedom or health freedom amendment that says all forms of medicine can be practiced. You can't have state medical boards that limit it to just pharmaceutical medicine and, you know, chemotherapy and surgery, that all citizens have the right to access every form of medicine that has been practiced throughout history, including natural medicine, indigenous medicine, the healing arts, chiropractic medicine, herbal medicine, etc. Only then might we have a chance, actually, to have a healthy nation. So anyway, look, I'm rooting for Tucker Carlson and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Joe Kent and others. I'm rooting for them to make a difference. But I'm also a realist. I don't think that any election can fix what's wrong with this empire. The empire is on a path of suicide, failure. That's probably the process by which there is a reboot team, And as far as the reboot team goes, I think Tucker Carlson and crew would be fantastic. You know, in fact, I wouldn't mind being part of the reboot team because I could write up, you know, the Medical Freedom Amendment with the help of all the people I know. And we would make absolutely sure that you have medical freedom ensured and enshrined and enumerated under, you know, whatever new system we have. So that's my take on things. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com. Take care. You can now register to watch my new free course, Unbreakable, at geneticsurvival.com. And if you go to that website right now, it'll click you over to BrightU, where you can register to watch the course for free. Unbreakable, Secrets to Genetic Survival in the Age of Spike Shedding and Nuclear Fallout. Now, this is the single most comprehensive and most important course I've ever made available, I've ever assembled. I did a tremendous amount of research. It's over 20 hours of audio, and it's fully illustrated. So let me show you one of the slides that's actually part of this course. If you look at this slide right now, this is just one of the hundreds of illustrations. This one, targeted dietary strategies for enhancing genetic repair. As this slide shows you there, you have parsley and celery, which are really strong natural sources of a molecule called apigenin that's really supportive of NAD plus production, which is part of the energy for your DNA repair. And you know, this is just one slide of hundreds. And in this course, you will learn exactly which foods, which nutrients, including some foods that you can grow yourself at home. One of them you can just grow in a mason jar as sprouts. And it contains a very powerful nutrient that helps you repair genetic damage. Now, for me, even as a nutritionist, as the health ranger, this course was a breakthrough, even researching it and learning and finding out some of the secrets that I didn't even know. And also some of the pitfalls, if you don't repair your genetic damage, if you allow these DNA lesions to persist, then there are three main bad things that will happen. One is turbo cancer, because unrepaired DNA, like here, let me show you on this model, because unrepaired DNA damage, those can be DNA lesions, they can be translocations, excisions, etc., or additions, adductions, lots of things. If they are unrepaired and then your cell divides, now you can have cancer and you can have a tumor that starts growing, because it can even suppress, DNA damage can suppress the genes that suppress cancer tumor growth. If those genes get turned off because of the damage from even 5G exposure or ionizing radiation exposure or chemical exposure or spike protein suppression or many other things, then you'll start growing tumors like crazy. That's called turbo cancer. If you don't repair your DNA, you'll get turbo cancer. You'll also get immune system collapse and you'll get accelerated aging. You'll just start to look much older, much more quickly than you should. But if you repair your DNA, and again, I teach you how to do that for free at geneticsurvival.com. If you repair your DNA, then you're going to age normally in a healthy fashion. You're going to look much younger than somebody who has accelerated aging, right? You're going to have intact DNA. You're going to have better reproduction, because some of these traits, the DNA damage is heritable. It affects your germ cells. So if you ever want to have children who are themselves able to have children, then you need to learn the information in this course to repair DNA damage before it gets passed on. And there are also some very simple nutritional approaches and some specific protections against even ionizing radiation fallout and radioisotopes like iodine-131, cesium-137, strontium-90, or isotopes of plutonium and uranium. And all those different radioisotopes can emit either gamma or beta radiation or alpha particles that are internal emitters if you inhale them. I can teach you how to defend yourself against all those things. This is well documented, actually. It's well reflected in the biochemistry literature, medical literature, physics literature, etc. I had hundreds of AI agents scour the entirety of human knowledge of science and nutrition, like literally scouring over 100 million science papers to pull together the information that I have condensed into this 20-hour illustrated free course called Unbreakable. And you can register for it, watch it all completely free at
geneticsurvival.com. This course can save your life. It's something to watch and it's something to share with someone who you care about. And I've made it free because I want as many people as possible to learn this information, because I care about humanity. I want you to be able to have healthy children. I want you to be able to protect your own health and avoid the pitfalls of DNA damage, because we're on the verge potentially of more nuclear war or nuclear terrorism. You know, there's more 5G towers and electropollution and forms of non-ionizing radiation that will still produce highly reactive molecules in your blood, like peroxynitrite, for example, that can cause permanent DNA damage in your cells. But again, there are simple nutritional solutions that can protect you against both the damage and that can encourage and accelerate your body's natural repair technology. It's a nanotechnology that you were born with. But in order for that nanotech to work, to repair your own genes, you have to have the right minerals. You have to have the right nutrients. For example, one of those minerals is zinc, and yet the vast majority of people are deficient in zinc. And so they can't repair the genetic damage, even though they have the technology for it. They don't have the coenzyme factors like zinc that are necessary for that repair machinery to be able to function. So check it out again. It's called Unbreakable: Secrets to Genetic Survival in the Age of Spike Shedding and Nuclear Fallout. It's completely free. It's over 20 hours. It's fully illustrated. I recorded the entire course myself. I really enjoyed presenting this course. It's the most important thing I've ever put together, and I think you'll find tremendous benefits from it. You'll love the course. You'll learn a lot, and it's life-saving information, and it's free. So check it out at geneticsurvival.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.